Today was the solemn feast of Saint Benedict. I'm quite sure that he is still in a festive mood, so pray to him. He wrote a rule of life for his followers, but he never really intended to found a religious order. His one concern as he wrote this rule of life was to make perfect Christians of himself and his followers. Pray to him that he may help you and that he may help us to comprehend that a perfect Christian follows a well-ordered life of virtue. He does all things just as Jesus would have done them. A perfect Christian simply has a deep and personal devotion to Christ. He then shows the sincerity of this devotion in his outward associations with his neighbor. So once again, I encourage you to pray to Saint Benedict. He fills the hungry with good things, and the full he sends empty away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. My dear people, in today's epistle, we see that new wine is not poured into old wineskins. The new life of Christ in which we must walk is not poured into the old life of sin and selfishness. In St. Paul's energetic language, we are told that the old man in us must be crucified to his faults and passions. Death to self is never haphazard and without real effort, pain, and suffering. This is not done in a day, but rather, this death to self is done daily, just as you might weed your garden, one weed at a time, one weed at a time. Sometimes the weeds pull easy, and sometimes you must use a spade. Christ cannot fill a vessel which is already full of self. He cannot raise to new life something that is not entirely dead. God does not draw near to a proud and self-sufficient man. He rather abhors and flies from him. So, before we can truly live, the spiritual side of us must die to our pride, our attachment to our own way of seeing, doing, and forming opinions of things, our uncharitableness, our lack of self-control, and the list can go on. Our spiritual life is weak because we have not laid the foundation of humility. That is, we have not yet thoroughly died to self. We die to self in order that we may please God, not for worldly gain. For example, if you are at your work, you do not refrain from criticizing or talking about your co-workers behind their back, simply because you don't want others to put a label on you of sorts. No, you refrain from criticizing people at your job because you love God, and you don't want others to do that to you. God must see us sincerely working at removing these obstacles to a closer life in union with Him before He will pour out His blessings and new life upon us. He must see a predisposition in us to a virtuous way of living before He will help us, and in fact, to become more virtuous. I know of an older lady, and I once told her, "I always look forward to seeing you. I don't have to speak with you, but just seeing you from a distance, knowing that you are around, makes me happy. You're always a very jolly person." And you know what her reply was? "Thank you. It's easier that way." "It's easier that way," was her reply. A lot of wisdom were in those words. In today's gospel, we see the pity and compassion of the Good Shepherd for the material needs of his sheep. After 3 days of feeding their souls, he does not think of sending them away hungry. Today's miracle in the gospel was a free act of the Savior's love. He did not perform this miracle at the request of any man. This great miracle of the multiplication of the loaves was obviously to prepare them for the great doctrine of Himself as the bread of life for the food of their souls. The primary concern of God is to nourish our souls. Our souls will always be in need of nourishment to sustain the spiritual life in them. But we must truly hunger for their spiritual sustenance. We have many things to overcome and perfect in our spiritual life. We must lay our needs, both spiritual and temporal, before God. We must be reverently and patiently persistent about our needs and have complete confidence in being heard in God's good time. God wants to see our faith and goodwill. Sometimes He allows us to ask for quite a while before it pleases Him to answer. But don't give up. Be persistent. He loves you, and He will hear you if it is for your own good, especially your spiritual needs, as He pleased to look after. So have total trust in Him, for as Our Lady assures us, He fills the hungry with good things, and the full He sends empty away. God bless you, my dear people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.